Now, I tell you what. Problems over the weekend. A boa constrictor went missing from Wickford, actually, from a house in Wickford. It's still at large, so there is a boa constrictor going around Essex going, what shall I eat now? And Essex police are still asking for the public's help in finding the boa constrictor. But is it actually a risk to have a boa constrictor on the loose? Do you have to lock up your little kitty cats and your hamsters? Does it pose a risk to people? What should you do if you see this boa constrictor heading towards you along the A127? Marianne Bradley, our reporter, is now with Glenn Cousins, who is the education officer for the Essex Reptile and Amphibian Club. Marianne.
Hello, Dave. Yes, I'm in Tiptree, and Glenn here has... I'm just stepping into his garage, normal garage, some bikes hanging from the ceilings, a workbench. Around the corner, I've walked into his reptile room, which has got tanks with snakes and bearded dragons from sort of floor to ceiling. It's lovely and warm in here because obviously they need the warmth to keep moving. Mm. And just next to me, there are some tarantula skins and a scorpion, looking quite decorative. I'm quite glad that they're not real.
It's your perfect place, isn't it, really? You like that?
It's really good in here. Yeah. It's brilliant. I'm really excited. So, Glenn, you were called in by Essex Police. They wanted to ask you about the escaped boa constrictor in Wickford. What were they after from you?
Basically, just confirmation that the animal wasn't a real danger to the human population. And they wanted independent confirmation of that from somebody that knew what they were talking about.
So it's not dangerous. Should we worry about our pets, you know, guinea pigs in the garden or cats or anything like that? See, you're laughing at me now.
Well, no, I mean, obviously it would eat a guinea pig if it got the chance, yes. But, I mean, the thing is that presumably those things are in cages that the boa couldn't get into at any rate. So it's not a problem.
No.
They don't tend to go for cats.
No. Okay, brilliant. Now, just... take us through some of your... they're not pets, you use them to educate people about snakes. So just take us through some of the ones who are in the cages here.
Yeah, well, we've got some of the standard corn snakes, which are the ones that we recommend people keep if they're interested in keeping a snake.
They're black and red, so they kind of look like they're dangerous. They're pretending to be dangerous to put off predators, but they're not really.
They're not dangerous, no. Okay. Same with the milk snakes. We've got some royal pythons, which are lovely, placid snakes that don't get very large. And then, obviously, we've got a couple of big Burmese pythons here that you can see here.
And these Burmese pythons, they're 15 foot long, Dave. They weigh 6 stone.
Lovely.
They are absolutely gorgeous. And you've got... a boa constrictor.
I have a boa constrictor.
And she's called Belle, and she's very similar to the one that's escaped.
Yeah, she's probably slightly larger. She's about 7 foot long. I understand the one that's escaped is about 6 foot long.
And this is the bit I've been looking forward to all morning. I'm going to hold her, Dave. And I've only ever held one snake before, and it was very, very small, and it was a long time ago, and I don't remember it. So Glenn is just getting her out of her her glass cage, and she's big. I mean, her body width around my neck, and I've been told she's gonna grasp on because she doesn't want to fall off.
Yeah.
Oh, she is grasping on. I'm a little bit scared, actually. So her
she constricts.
Her
don't forget a boa constrictor.
She's about the size of my arm width-wise, and she's round my neck. And she's grasping onto me quite tight. She's giving me a little hug. And she feels just beautiful. She's smooth and cool and just so strong. I mean, I can feel the kind of hidden... Oh, look, she's off. She's looking in...
What's she
looking
doing?
In one of... She's going to have a look in one of the other cages, but... I can feel the power in her. If she wanted to take hold, Glenn, she could, couldn't she?
She could indeed, yes. I mean, she is a constrictor, and when they get to fully grown size of about 10 to 12 feet long, then you have got to be wary of them. But there's no need for the public to be wary of the one that's out loose, if it's out loose, because it's not big enough and strong enough at this stage to constrict a human being. Mm-hmm. It might, because it's frightened being out in the wild and in unknown territory, if you got too close to it, it might bite, but it would only be biting to defend itself, and a bite's only really like a graze from a snake.
Oh, that's all right.
Nothing to worry about.
She's sliding over me as we're talking. She's coming.